Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Kirsch is here. Jim's a new friend. He's a chief executive officer of Professional Diversity Networks, and that's exactly what he does. He uses the power of the Internet to help people reach their full potential and help businesses understand that diversity is a good thing. Jim Kirsch, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Talk to us about what made you focus on the concept of diversity.
Well, that's an interesting question. I've been in business for 30 years and have run businesses with over 2,000 employees around the country. So I know a little bit about the challenges it takes to hire a diverse and productive workforce. In addition to that, I've been a city councilman for the past 11 years, and I've gotten to take a look at the side of government and what government can try to do to help people progress in their life professionally. And the business that I'm running today, which I've been running for the past 7 years, is truly an intersection between the public and the private sector.
Jim, I'll be honest with you. When I hear you say what the government can do to help people advance their lives, that actually makes a little chill run up my spine.
Well, that's okay. It's good. So, it might wake you up in the morning with a cold shower.
So explain yourself.
Right. Well, I got into government to try to help people. That was my motivation to get into government. And I guess people run for office for a number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. Mine was what I thought was pure of heart. And I wanted to do something to give back to society, something to contribute. I'm proud of the brave men and women who serve in the armed forces.
Yep.
I'm proud of those people who are in the clergy who help people in a spiritual way. There's a lot of ways to contribute, and I don't put government service, to the same degree of those who are in the clergy or those who are in the armed forces. But it is a way for Americans to give back to their community. And my motivation was to do just that. And if you're going to give back to your community, you want to affect some sort of an outcome, right? So helping people in government doesn't necessarily have to be that you're providing them with some sort of token whereby they can go ahead and take advantage of things or avail themselves to things that aren't going to help them progress. I think it's about creating a playing field that enables people to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that government is helping people in their lives and providing a fertile environment for success.
I like what you said about the intersection. Talk to us about how you think your background in the marketplace and now your newer role as a public servant, how those two intersection of those two skills can help in your fight for in your work for diversity.
Well, I'll tell you that I think that there's definitely an intersection between the sciences of economics and politics. Political science and economic science intersect. I think we're seeing that more than ever. It seems to be that when we see the world markets and the financial markets, they're driven by events that are happening in the political arena, whether they're in Europe or Asia mm-hmm. or here in the United States. So they're inseparable. And in addition to that, they're becoming more and more powerful. So we see the business climate being driven in a large degree by often dysfunctional politics.
Isn't that redundant these days, Jim?
Dysfunctional politics.
Isn't that redundant? I mean, I'm only being a little bit sarcastic here, folks.
No, I completely agree with you. One of the nice things about being in municipal government is it works, right? You don't mm-hmm. have You have people who come together for a common cause without the egos, without lobbyists.
Right.
And nothing against lobbyists, but, you know, without the big money that influences politics, without the thought of, you know, people feeding their ego and then maybe getting out of government and going to K Street, making $1 million a year to advocate for the, you know, for the people they used to serve with. You don't have that in local governments by and large part. And therefore, you get people who I liken more to the founding fathers who come to service as a call to service, as an obligation to service. You know, we are not full time. So it's something that's when you work full time and you have a family and you do this as a, you know, a third occupation, you really don't have the time for
It really is a calling. It really is a mission. And I'm glad you brought that perspective to us, because I know plenty of people who fit your profile, Jim. They're successful in the marketplace. And they want to give back, and they do that without any long-term political aspirations, but just to serve the local community, and you know, God bless them. I mean, we need these people. We need folks who will do that. And so, but tell us about how diversity fits into all this.
Well, Jim, I will, but let me just finish this thought. So in our municipal government, we have a AAA bond rating. We have fund balance reserves of 43%. We have our customer service satisfaction rates are in the 98% category, and we have a local government and a police force and a fire department and units of government that really work and serve the people.
Which municipality is this?
It's on the north side. It's in Highland Park. It's a
community in Chicago,
about
north of Chicago.
35,000 people. That's right.
Yeah, I know where Highland Park is. Yeah.
So you know, it can work. Government can work. And it can work for the people, and that's what it's intended to, not work for the people who are running the government.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I had an opportunity to run for the United States Congress with a lot of support to run for the United States Congress, and that's something I always thought about doing and ultimately did not do recently because of the work that we're doing at the Professional Diversity Network and the impact we're having on people. And it's, again, it's an empowerment. Right, it's providing people with the tools. They have to do it on their own, right? But it provides them with the tools to connect with others who will help them professionally, and for others to be able to come to these communities and help others.
And these tools help break down some of the barriers that might otherwise be there. And when we come back, I want you to tell us about those tools. But before we go, why don't you give us your website and tell us how we can find you and all your resources?
Sure. It's ProDivNet.com, which stands for the Professional Diversity Network.
ProDivNet.com. Check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Jim Kirsch and I will be right back. I'm going to get him to explain to us about what these tools do, what these resources will do for you. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.